At the top of the news this evening, Pope Benedict XVI has deplored the death of Iraqi Archbishop Paulus Faraj Raho of Mosul. The body of the Chaldean Catholic leader, who was abducted 14 days ago, was found today buried near the city after his kidnappers informed mediators that the archbishop was dead. In a telegram sent to Chaldean Patriarch Cardinal Emmanuel Dely III, the Pope deplored the inhuman act of violence, underlining that it damaged the cause of fraternal coexistence between the beloved Iraqi people. Pope Benedict assured his most fervent prayers and suffrage of this zealous pastor who was abducted after celebrating the Way of the Cross. He also invoked the Lord's mercy so that this tragic event serves to build a future of peace in the martyred land of Iraq. Chris Altieri reports.
For nearly 2 weeks, the church in Iraq hoped that Archbishop Faraj Raho would be found alive. On Thursday, those hopes were dashed. His body was found near the city of Mosul, his diocese. He was taken on February 29th after leading the Stations of the Cross. Three people with him were killed during the kidnapping. The head of the Holy See Press Office, Father Federico Lombardi, said everyone had hoped and prayed for his freedom, including the Pope, who made a special appeal for his release.
La notizia della morte del vescovo Raho, rapito nei giorni scorsi, colpisce e addolora profondamente il Santo Padre che è stato subito informato.
Father Lombardi said the Pope was praying in solidarity with the people of Iraq and particularly its small Christian community at this time when unjustifiable violence continues to rage throughout the country. He said this tragic event reminds all of us, and in particular the international community, of the need to bring peace to this troubled land. The Pope's appeal had been joined by other Christian as well as Muslim leaders in Iraq. Bishop Rabban al-Qas of Erbil and Ahmadiyya in northern Iraq reacted to the news of Archbishop Raho's death.
Sure, we are very sad because of this separation, because this killing. Not that the bishop of the Christian just is the bishop for all the Arabs, the Muslims, the Kurdish, because he was the son of this town, Mosul town, not just the son of the Christian, but is our friend, our father, our brother.
Archbishop Raho had long been a voice of reconciliation in Iraq. The church in Mosul was often targeted for attacks, but he said that the violence was a test of faith, and because of it, Christians in the country had learned to put into practice values like forgiveness and love, even for those who persecute them. Friday morning, Archbishop Raho will be buried in Karamles alongside Father Rachid Ghani, a young priest also from Mosul who on June 3, 2007, was shot to death by terrorists on the doorstep of the same church from which Archbishop Raho was abducted just 2 weeks ago. I'm Chris Altieri.